Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, I hope you had a wonderful holiday, a four-day weekend for some of you. And for some of you, you've pretty much had a 13 to 14-day holiday due to the government shutdown. Well, because we know that some people's holidays is someone else's not so much of a holiday. But for some people have taken this shutdown as an opportunity for rest and relaxation and rejuvenation. Those who have had their coffers stored up and what have you, and so they have enough funds to live on for several months should they not be employed. So we're talking this week, for the most part, we'll be talking about building up the workforce, building up your skills. And yesterday's show, my intention was to be on the air and talk about the entrepreneurial workforce, something that we're seeing happen around the nation, and we're going to see more and more of it. And in light of this government shutdown that's now going into its 14-day today, we realize that we really might want to revisit and learn all we can about developing the entrepreneurial spirit and the entrepreneurial mindset. So this entrepreneurial workforce that we are developing, so that was my intention to speak about that tomorrow. And then today's show, we're going to talk about creating your success, which can really be a nice piggyback to the entrepreneurial workforce. They're all related, so it's all related. Everything is tied together and as working together. So we're just excited. This is Coach Lisa. Many of you know that I am running for councilwoman for the city, for the town. It's a city, but we call it a town, the township of Hillside, New Jersey. So if you have friends and people and family and neighbors and just people you just meet that live in the township of Hillside, would you please let them know that a person who hosts a radio show that you listen to on a regular basis is running for councilwoman and for the seat of council member at large. But creating success, I'm going to go on with the Tuesday show and then we'll circle back around and we'll do entrepreneurial workforce, either Monday, because we already have our lineup of topics for this week, and then we will also, and then Friday we'll try to stick with our open mic for our companies and businesses to call in, individuals who are entrepreneurs to call in to the show. We also want to institute another day where, or either that day, where entrepreneurs can actually call in with their business questions, with their questions as it relates to entrepreneurship. It could be as it relates to marketing, PR, payroll, compensation. It can relate to benefits. It can relate to health care. It can relate to the minimum wage increase and many other things. And also to, before I go off the air, I want to also announce something else. So don't let me forget to do that. But welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to those of you who will tune in. We know that many people do go back and listen to the archives of this broadcast. So I take this show very, very, very seriously. And I don't care about how many people I see on the switchboards, or like the chat room isn't even open today, but, and that's because I'm doing the show from a remote location and I can't get to the chat room. But when I do have time, when I am privy to open the chat room, I do. But yes, we are traveling again. We do travel quite a bit as a speaker. I'm on the road all the time, traveling different places, doing workshops. And I have several workshops coming up. But I want to talk today about creating your success. And part of my workshops has to do with me creating my own success. And part of my drive and motivation to help you create your success is because I've done it for myself. And it's nothing like doing something yourself, having that hands-on, grassroots experience that allows you to help someone else. Because I don't just have to tell you about creating success. I can actually give you the steps and some results, some things that you will see. I can also give you some pitfalls, things to look out for as you are on your journey to creating the success. Certainly living the successful life is very motivating. It's very empowering. It becomes a drive for you when you begin this journey to success in your life. Now, let me just preface what I'm saying today, that becoming a success is about a personal journey. It's not necessarily about you being better than anyone other than yourself. So make sure you have that in your mind. So our real competition, it basically is self-competition. It's how can I, and here's how the competition goes. It's how can I be better today than I was yesterday? What can I do differently tomorrow that will place me in a better position than I am today? And that's how we do our planning. How can I be better tomorrow than where I am at today? What can I do differently tomorrow that will put me in a better place than where I am today? Which is pretty easy to figure that out, because you look at where you are today and then you think about what did you do yesterday. Because where you're at today is based on the things you did yesterday. So when you know what you've done and you know what you get, it ought to give you some ideas for what you might do and what you want to do. So that's what we're talking about, is that to create your success is to be the person who actually, if you really look at it, and when it all boils down, you know, you put it in a pot and boil it down, what you're really looking at is taking chapter, that would be from chapter 7 of my book, Release Your Power, is the chapter on developing the leader within. I mean, for some people who buy the book, that's the only chapter they need. So think about that for a minute. What's your leader? And so these are, you write that down, some things that you think you can do. So they have these, that's what you, so write that down, because the leadership development is a big, giant piece that you definitely want to get and move forward with. And so I want you to write down some things that you can do to create your own success. So write some things down that you can do tomorrow to create success tomorrow, which will be today. So it would take a few minutes to write down some things that you can do to create your own success. And I'll just give you a few minutes to do that. Okay, so after you put that down, you should be able to have a nice list of things that you can do. Oh, man, things that you want to do. Don't know what happened to my show there, got away. So, open that back up. So creating success, what does that look like? Okay, we were having a little technical difficulty there, but we got back. So, yes, yeah, so now that you've made this list, and again, creating that success really is stepping up to the plate, taking the leadership role in your life. All right, so we know that some people need some leadership skills developed in order to take the leadership role in your own life. And that's why we have the Release Your Power coaching program, because that is a coaching program that will fortify you and give you some tools to help you create the life that you want. So we certainly hope that you would, if you wanted to get a copy of that book, you can go on to Release Your Power, release-your-power.com, and you can definitely order the book right there. Or if you want to the coaching program and the workbook and to work along with myself, Coach Lisa, and other coaches as we roll this program out country, city to city, state to state, you can go to Coach Lalisa, that's L-I-L-I-S-A, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Lalisa.com, and you can enroll in the coaching, online coaching program. Yes, it's an online coaching program, so you can enroll in that. So we're very, very excited about that, and we're actually going to be doing some upgrades to the program. So we definitely really, really, really appreciate your time, your efforts, your energies. This is the last, next year we will be rolling out the online portion and the on-ground. We already have the online piece, but we will also have the on-ground piece, the piece that we do in person starting 2014. So we're very excited about that. But yes, yes, this is what you can do. You can create success for your own life. You do not have to sit around broke, disgusted. You do not have to sit around unhappy. You do not have to sit around not feeling good about the things that you are doing in your life and accomplishing. You know, some people hit 30 and they look up and they wonder, you know, what happened to my life? What, you know, what have I done? And they kind of look back and see that they haven't accomplished much. And then they begin to feel as though they have missed out somehow. But what I'm saying is, don't just look back. Begin to look forward, okay? This is what happened. But let's see what I can make happen for the next half of my life, the next segment or portion of my life. And what I'm saying to people is that it's up to you to create a success beyond the age 18, let's say up to 18, it was your parents' responsibility or your caregivers or your guardians. Okay, let's give them that. Now, we'll give you that. We'll take you off the hook for that first 18 years. But after that 18 years, now we have to put some onus on you. It's your responsibility to make a success for your life. And for those of you who are tuned in or listening in, and you don't have parents or guardians in your life at 16, then you can take that responsibility. And so the book Release Your Power is an absolute perfect book for the youth that is 16, 17, 18. It's the perfect book for them to read and to discover who they really are. So we're very, very, very excited about it. People who have been out of the workforce for any length of time, this is a perfect book for you. Release your power. Discover who you really are. People who are on their jobs and are miserable, you're just on your job, you're just flat out miserable, you hate your job, this is the perfect book for you. Release your power, become who you really are. So I'm going to get that book out there into the hands of people. So if you're one of those persons that have a team of people, you have people, you definitely need this book. So we're very excited. I'm so, so, so excited. So I said at the end of the show, which the show will be ending very shortly, I said I wanted to tell you about something exciting, something I'm doing. If you know me, you know I'm always doing something, and I love doing things. I just said when I was a kid, I was always doing the wrong thing. Got me in a lot of trouble. So I learned, finally, it clicked when I got in my 30s is when it clicked. Oh, I'm so glad about my 30s. So glad I turned 32. Well, when I turned 32, I figured out the golden secret to life. And so I turned, what I did was I turned all my negatives into positives, really. And I realized that it was nothing wrong with me being energetic and wanting to do a lot of things. It's just that I was doing the wrong things. I was using my energies in the wrong place. And I needed to be shown and taught and told and directed and guided to use them for the right reasons, at the right time, in the right places. And ever since I've done that, my life has been a whirlwind. It's been uphill all the way, absolutely, almost no backsliding, except for one time, which was an interesting period in my life, but we won't go into that today. I'll say that for a marriage show. I am married. I've been married 23 years, going on 24. I have a wonderful husband who is a great person and a nice guy, too. So it's all good. It's all good. But I want to tell you about my brand new show. It's a radio show. Okay. And I know I'd start a couple of radio shows. They don't always work out, but that's what we entrepreneurs do. We start things. They don't always work out, but we don't cry over spilled milk. We pick ourselves up and we move on to the next thing. So I have a couple of big things coming up, but my big, big, big thing that I'm so excited about is a brand new show called The Political Woman's View. And that's because I'm a woman, I'm into politics, and I have a viewpoint. And so I'm launching the show now, though the main segments will not air until after November 5th. But I will do a premiere show just to test it out, just to see how Blog Talk maneuvers at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm actually going to do my premiere show today. And my topic, I'm still working on building the topic for today, what I'll talk about, because I will actually put that a link. I'll put that link on some of our pages on Facebook. But I'll probably talk about the upcoming fundraising breakfast that we're having at Applebee's. And I will talk about our pep rally coming up next Sunday at 5 p.m. I will talk about the Candidates Forum, and so I'm excited. I haven't been this excited in a little minute about anything, but I actually want to turn it into a TV show as well, and so that's another thing I'm excited about. I want it to also be a TV show. So with that being said, without further ado, I am definitely this show is almost over. Just have a few minutes left to the show, and I'm excited that you tuned in, and I hope that you're ready to create your success. You can do it. It's been done many, many times. All you have to do is follow a few steps, and you will be well on your way. So I've given you some instruction on what to do. You can, like I said, you can get the book that has many nuggets of wisdom, many suggestions, tips, strategies. As a matter of fact, it has 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. So again, if you're a person who hates your job, or if you're a teenager, if you're a person that's confused, you don't know what you want to do, an individual that's been out of the workforce for a long, long time, or a person in any type of transition, whether you're transitioning health-wise, financially, career-wise, or in your personal, emotional life, then this is a good book for you to read, because you don't want to make the transition without knowing who you really are. I promise you, you don't want to make a major transition in your life without knowing who you really are. So get the book, Release Your Power. You can get it online at release-your-power.com. You can order the book right there. The book will ship in 2 weeks, so go and order the book. You want to read this book, Release Your Power, if you're in any kind of transition. So I'm excited. You ought to be excited. Create your success. I know you can do it. I've done it. I know hundreds of other people have done it. I have helped hundreds of people shift into their awesome future, creating dynamic programs, making changes in their lives, significant changes for the better. We've helped people become better speakers, better coaches, better trainers, better talk show hosts. Some were not even talk show hosts at all, and then they became good talk show hosts. Some were not authors. They became authors just by being a part of the programs that we offer, like the self-publishing program. We have the dynamic speaking program. Speaking Your Way to Millions, rather, is the name of the program. So we're excited. We're just so. So excited. And you need to get excited, too, and get excited. I know my friend Lisa, that's the name of her company, get excited. So, but we're excited. We've been excited. You don't get to create success and help people create success if you're not excited. So that right there, I'm excited about. Today is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. It is October, so we will continue to keep those in prayer who are surviving domestic violence, breast cancer, and other issues that people are dealing with. And this is the month for that. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This month is actually the triple threat, you could call it. Breast Cancer Awareness, Domestic Violence Awareness, and Drug Addiction Prevention Awareness. So we want to prevent drug addiction, or we want to help create drug relapse programs. So we want to create more programs for drug relapse. Amen? And we want to help more people. We're so excited. So, again, we will be back for a show right here on Blog Talk Radio entitled The Political Woman's View. In order to find us, you have to go to facebook.com/PWV, Political Woman's View. I believe it's P. Yeah, no, you have to type the words out. I'm sorry. Political Woman View. You have to type the whole words out. So facebook.com/PWV in order to get to our show. So we invite you to that show. We look forward to you tuning in today. And remember, it's going to be today at 9 o'clock a.m. So don't forget. I'd love to see you over there. I definitely want to thank you for tuning in to the show today. This has been Coach Lalisa and All About Entrepreneurs.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, This has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.